Welcome to episode 59 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Hello, hello. Like I said, I am your host, the Stacey Harris, and this is episode 59 of Hit the Mic. I'm excited because we've got a little bit of a different show today. We're talking about fitness and the impact it has on our productivity. Easy for me to say. Productivity and getting stuff done. And it's a really interesting conversation. I really enjoyed having it with Catherine Basu. It's a good one. I think you'll like it. So I also wanted to let you know before I dive in and tell you a little bit about Catherine that the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus is now available self-study. So if you want to head over and learn more about Google Plus, you can find the show notes to this page to this episode at thestaceyharris.com/episode59. So that's thestaceyharris.com/episode59. And that is where you will find a link to find out more and connect with Catherine, but also to find out more about the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus. It's a really cool and powerful guide. I really enjoyed going through it live, but I'm also excited to now allow people to just sort of go through it because it's got such great content in it. If you are running a YouTube channel or you are using Gmail, or you already sort of have this piece that's especially YouTube that's there, so make sure it's representing you well. So we talk about that, but we also talk about ways that you can use this to help grow your business. I talk about how I run my webinars through it, how I use it to support my group programs. I show you guys actually how I do that so you can do it yourself. And also, the powerfulness of the communities and the connections, and it really isn't a wasteland. It's a really cool place with a lot of really great people to connect with. So, first things first, let me tell you a little bit about Catherine. Catherine Basu is the owner of Fit Armadillo, the fitness company that lets you enjoy fitness at your place and your pace. She's a personal trainer who's on a mission to help busy women everywhere ditch the gym and learn how to tone up at home. Catherine works with beginning exercisers online through individual sessions and group programs. She's passionate about teaching her clients and fans how to avoid fad diets and products so they can achieve lasting results. To learn more about Catherine and get on the Fit Armadillo A-list, visit fitarmadillo.com. So, cool. That's Catherine's bio. But let's hear from Catherine. Let's hear what she has to say. All right? All right. Remember, all of the show notes are at thestaceyharris.com/episode59. Here we go. All right, everybody. I am really excited to talk fitness today, which sounds contradictory because I am not a fitness person generally. I do fitnessy stuff, but it's not something I talk about a lot. But I'm excited to have Catherine on the show because she is going to tell us some fitnessy stuff and why it's important and will help us be productive. Important stuff, guys. So welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thank you, Stacey.
I'm really excited you're here. Before we get started, will you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Yeah, of course. Well, I've been in fitness for 7 years, which I can't believe.
Isn't it funny when you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I've been doing this for that long?
I know. I remember like when I started, being very self-conscious and like, how are these people, just looking at people and saying like, how are they better than me? How are they getting clients? And then like, well, they've had a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, one of those people with all these years, and where did that go? Mm-hmm. But so I've been in it for 7 years, worked at gyms all over the place, all over the country, any type of gym, you name it, I've worked at it. And then about a year and a half ago, decided that I wanted to start my own business so I could work with my fitness people, and the type of people I like to work with are beginners. So just trying to get people started with their fitness routine. So it's been a great year and a half, and I've been having a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So I want to talk about that getting started piece. What is sort of the important thing we need to do when we get started? Is it just getting started?
Yes. A lot of times I think, and this goes for anything we want to do, you kind of build it up in your head, like, oh, it's going to be so hard, all these things that could go wrong. And for fitness, it's really true. Just getting started, not only can it actually have a good impact on what you're trying to do with your health and just overall well-being, but also with your productivity and everything else. So you don't need to do a lot to get started, basically.
So when we're talking about getting started, everybody who listens to the show, I believe, is very busy, generally an entrepreneur, some folks have side hustles and day jobs, and so, like, there's not a lot of time in their day. To be fair, they have the same amount of time as the rest of us, but they have a lot of stuff to do in the time. So what? How do you sort of respond to people who are like, well, I just don't have time for fitness?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think one thing, too, is I can definitely relate, because I feel like when I had my old full-time gig, even though I was working a lot, I used to be a classroom teacher as well, I felt like it was easier somehow to fit in things than when I, now that I'm an entrepreneur. But it's, because you love your business so much, and it's hard to separate it from your life because, it is your life. But
yeah. It's much easier to just sit at the computer and work all day when you like what you do.
Yes. And so I guess, breaking away from your computer and, like I said, just getting started. So small things, we found that 30 minutes of walking a day, and that's cumulative walking. So, you don't have to go out and do a half an hour in one piece. You could break it up into smaller segments, like 10 minutes in the morning when you wake up, and then 10 minutes at lunch, 10 minutes when you're done for the day. And kind of building that into your routine, you'll feel a lot more productive once you get back to your computer. It seems, you're going to be out of your groove, but definitely get the blood flowing, so.
I love that, because that's actually something I do when I get frustrated or when I get stuck with something. I will get up and, walk around. Sometimes it's literally just around my house, because I live in Phoenix, and in the summer it's 120 degrees outside, and you're not allowed to walk outside. Well, you're allowed, but it's dumb. So, just getting away from my desk and walking around and getting the blood flowing, I find when I sit back down, I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. Here it is. So I like that. And I like that you don't have to do it all at once. Is there something to be said for doing, 3 10-minute, action-packed workouts a day? Or is that just silly?
A really big fad right now, not necessarily fad, but a big topic is, high-intensity interval training workouts. So what they've been finding is that you can do a really short workout, even a 7-minute workout, as long as it really is at your personal high intensity, and you can get a lot of benefits that you would get, almost in an hour workout. Mm-hmm. But the thing with that is, with those really intense ones, you want to try to keep that not very often during the week. So maybe 1 or 2 days a week are you doing more high intensity. But yeah, for walking and some shorter bursts, that's fine. Unless you're trying to train for a longer event where you need to get all that activity in that one segment, then it's more than fine to break it up into smaller segments. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently getting ready to train for my first half marathon. I've done a couple of 5Ks, and I'm getting ready to train for my half marathon, which I'm going to run for my 30th birthday. And I'm looking at my schedule right now, trying to figure out where I'm going to schedule these long runs. Because I'm like, it still takes me quite a while to run that far. I am not one of those people who are doing a half marathon in, an hour. You crazy, right. Crazy people. I'm like, okay, what is the deadline for the course? What is the absolute slowest time I'm allowed to run this? But for right now, I'm running shorter bursts and in an attempt to make myself faster. I do these higher intensity runs where I force myself to run faster and try not to kill myself. But it is. Is there something to be said for scheduling it, for putting it on the calendar to make it a priority, or should I just find the time wherever I can?
I think it is good to schedule it, and that's what I recommend for all my clients, because, just like anything else you want to get done, for me, I'm working on trying to be a little cleaner and, get my laundry put away a little bit, in a more timely fashion. So, even with that, it's just, putting it down, this is when it's going to get done, and then get it done.
I do have a friend who has laundry on her calendar, or else she literally forgets to do it. So it is, everybody has their thing.
Yep.
And I find that you have to really schedule those things that it's easy for you to push them off not doing. Of course, then there's also, there's not this sort of magic pill in putting it on the calendar. You have to actually do it too. Because for a long time, especially last year, I decided I was going to do this half marathon. I'll just put the training on my calendar and then I'll do it. And I totally blew it off, even on my calendar. I was like, oh yeah, I can schedule over that. So there's a certain amount of commitment necessary.
Yeah, I mean, you can also play with kind of rewards for when you actually, do get out there and do your run that day. That's something I talk about with my clients too, is how can you, trick yourself into making it a priority in the beginning.
I find manipulating myself is a very, very handy thing to do. When I gave myself big rewards after running my 5Ks. After my first 5K, I got a tattoo of a girl running on my arm. And then after my last 5K, I drank a very large beer and ate a very unhealthy, like, Mexican food meal. And it was delicious. And I felt like I had earned it in some way. So it was, like, extra good. Because I apparently am rewarding myself with booze and Mexican food. Which sounds like me, if you know me very well. It's pretty accurate. So... yeah. What kind of things should we be doing to making sure that we're keeping that habit beyond scheduling it? So is it finding a fitness routine that we enjoy instead of finding whatever somebody else tells us we should be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always tell people, you know, I've been in fitness for 7 years, but I hated gym class when I was growing up. And, you know,
I think everyone hated gym class.
Running. Yeah, I know. It's like, until I started running, I never would have imagined that I would, you know, want to be in fitness, you know, as my career. And so, yeah, it definitely comes down to finding something that you're interested in. And, you know, you may have to try a few things before you get one, but that's definitely what I recommend.
I like that. I actually hated running until I was, like, 24 years old. And then I did a couch to 5K. And I was having some health stuff going on, and there's just a lot going on in my world. And, I told my doctor that I just wanted to run. That's all I wanted to do was just run away. And she goes, okay, go out the door and just run. Just actually run. And it was awesome and spectacular. And I have been running, I've run 2 5Ks since then, and I will do my first half marathon, like I said, but it's true. You kind of have to find what you don't hate. Like, I don't like aerobics. Like, I'm not somebody who can go to a class and be all, like, jazzercise-y. It's not my vibe. But kickboxing I find to be fantastic.
Yeah, kickboxing's fun.
It's very good if you had a crappy day. But, so you kind of have to find out what it is for you, right?
Yes, exactly.
I also hate the gym still. Like, I have a hard time going to the gym.
Even myself, like, I have a lot of hang-ups with the gym as well, maybe for other reasons, but I mean, yeah, like a lot of times, it's just not always a supportive environment. If you're new and you know, don't know how to use the equipment, you get your one orientation, but then it's kind of like, what do I do next?
I always feel, and we have this great gym nearby our house that we used to be members to, that was really great, but I always felt like I was doing everything wrong except running on the treadmill. And I'm like, I could just put a treadmill in my house for less than this costs every month. I like that even you don't like the gym. That kind of makes me feel better. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, you know, then you have those personal trainers that are like, you know, trying to sell you a package. And yes. Just like, leave me alone. I just want to do my thing.
Very cool. So before I let you go, I want to sort of touch on, you know, we talked about just starting and finding what it is that you like, but can you give us a tip for sticking with it? Because I feel like sometimes we get really gung-ho and we're like, I'm totally going to do this. And it lasts like 2 weeks and then you're like, I could do something else instead. So how do we get past that hump between we're excited to start a habit and it's actually a habit in the middle there where it's like, or I could just go drink a glass of wine and watch Scandal. Again, that might just be me.
No, of course. I think like that whole reward thing is pretty big. So trying to find, you know, like something that would keep you motivated besides just the routine itself.
And so if I go for a long run, I get to drink the wine and watch Scandal?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
But another huge thing, this is why I really am loving trying to do group fitness programs online, is having a group. So, I mean, you can just like, you know, even though people get annoyed by Facebook says is about working out, I guess, you know, like,
I find them to be, they usually remind me that I'm supposed to go for a run.
Yeah. Like, you know, share it, find a group that you can, you know, have hold you accountable. You know, there's so many great resources now online, even for free, where you can find a group and kind of get in on that and get in on their motivation and kind of keep it going from there. So you might be embarrassed if you actually stopped, you know?
I like that. For those who are wondering, I really like Daily Mile for running. I do always forget to update it. I don't think I've updated it in like a month, and I probably should. Also, some of the, if you want to train for an event, some of the like marathons here in town, they come with like a group training component where you can all sort of like talk to each other about how you're training for the event. And that can be really cool because you're all training for the same thing and then like you all get to run it together. So that's super fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I like the idea of having a buddy, because in business, accountability and having an accountability buddy is something that comes so easily to us that I think it translates really well to our fitness part. And if you can find an accountability fitness buddy who's also an entrepreneur, all the better, because then you kind of get each other's things and you can call BS on your excuses of like, oh my God, I had to write that sales page today. And they're like, so did I, and I still went for a run or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, they have your same schedule. They're like, so, whatever. I think I just discovered that I have really hard-ass accountability buddies, though. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Well, thank you, Catherine, for being on the show. Do you mind telling everybody where they can find you so they can, like, learn more about working with you and stuff?
Yeah, of course. Oh, and I love being on. It was fun to chat. And when actually is your half marathon? Because now I have to...
It will be in February. I think it's February 20-something.
Oh, you're good then.
Oh, yeah. I'm super good. I'm still in, like, still in 5K mode with scheduling, training-wise. I'm like, I'll just keep running. Because I walk my son to school every day, and it's a half mile away. So I run home and take, like, a longer way. Anyways, it's a whole thing. Sorry, guys. I totally got off track there. But yeah, it's in February, and I'll run it for my 30th birthday.
Very cool.
Because I figure it's a good way to start your 30s.
Yeah.
And it will be followed by a gigantic beer and terribly unhealthy food. Because apparently I'm a dog and I'm rewarded with unhealthy treats. But whatever works, right?
Yeah.
It's all about balance, people. All right, so where can we find out more about working with you?
Yeah, of course. So my business is called Fit Armadillo. So you can find me at
fitarmadillo.com. That's awesome. So fitarmadillo.com, and there'll be links to that in the show notes, guys, at thesetastyharris.com. Thanks again, Catherine, for being on the show. It was great having you and great chatting with you. Sorry I was kind of all over the place, but that's how this show rolls, guys.
I had fun.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, guys. I will see you guys next time. Bye.